Blog Talk Radio.
Chapters 1 through 6 are comprised of historical narrative. Chapters 7 through 12 are comprised of apocalyptic writings. It is a very powerful book, and we believe that this book was written after the capture of Babylon by Cyrus, who did a book. It's called Yahweh, Messiah. Daniel was deported from his home in 6 and it's Jerusalem, 605 BC. That is the first deportation. Those who believe that were three deportations. Second one, of course, occurred in 597, subsequently 586, when the Babylonians destroyed the whole of Greece to Jerusalem. It is imperative to understand to the pressure of this book. That is, Daniel was between 14 and 17 at this age when he was taken away from himself. He had a very odd career. And we note something very important. That is, it seems that Daniel began well and was very powerful. We learned some very important things about his character and his heart. And in chapter 1, read about Daniel, and I'm going to read it in the news. Among these were some chief Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Chief official gave the new name. Daniel, the name Belshazzar, Hananiah, Shadrach, Mishael, Meshach, and Chief Azariah, and then go. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. He asked the chief official permission not to defile himself this way. Very powerful. So, 605, the old Babylonian ruler, Nebuchadnezzar. Goes to Jerusalem. He takes a big test. He takes and Daniel is completed. Daniel is deported from his home. He doesn't really go to another tribe. He is taken out of his home. He is subsequently placed in a new environment, a new culture. And so, this young man who was certain of the law had this in mind. Notice verse 8. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself, that is, to leave himself in royal feet. Daniel realized that in his relationship with God, everything mattered, even what he did. Now, significantly, the very root of sin goes back to eating forbidden food. So he gets stream. Have a birds take eat. And birds there. Birds there meaning birds of death. In the upper room, Jesus says take eat. Now birds of death have returned to birds of life. Daniel understands this connection. So therefore, he determines that what needs must be kosher. That is, according to the standards as given in the book of Leviticus, he will not be as often. He will not eat meat that has not been killed according to the statutes. And so, in exile, under pressure to conform to a customs and alien way of living, Daniel decides to walk by. Verse 8, Daniel resolved not to defile himself with royal food and wine. And he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way. We learned in the New Testament that a little leaven of the Holy Gospel. Daniel understood the connection. He understood a little compromise here, a compromise there. Pursue. Compromise takes over compromise. Food implies fellowship with the Babylonian cultural system. And so, Daniel decides he will not do this. And he understood that by Eastern standards, to eat or to share a meal was to commit oneself to friendship. Daniel knew the subtle implication of the fast. Now, verse 9 reads, now God, chapter 1 of Daniel, had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. So, here is Satan's strategy against him. Satan wants you and I to feed on what the world offers. Wants us to feed on what the world offers. An effort or a strategy to be to have to begin spiritual compromise or to engage in spiritual compromise. And so, along with that, once we eat, we will begin to identify that is with the world. So they are given these names. So to identify the world system. Three, the devil wants us to educate ourselves in the way of the world. These men, along with the academic staff of the church, are being put for civil service. So, here I get the food that food is rejected. Here I get the names. And they're given that new education. So as to boost them from the so as to shake them from the foundation, so that they will become part of the please read very carefully what's going on here. And why Daniel did not want to compromise himself in this manner. Daniel decided to be faithful to God. Now, one would think, why is Daniel making such a big deal out of little thin life? Daniel understood what the flood only gave and to give us to compromise. So Daniel had God's character. He was able to discern. He had spiritual discernment. God spoke to him. God taught him. Not only that, God gave him favor in that eye. Daniel understood the way of the world in his huge. Again, he was between 14 and 17 years of age. Nebuchadnezzar, a little older than him, perhaps, he was a man of between 20 and 25 years old. Daniel had this all that he could not believe, that he lived for God in this fallen environment. Daniel remained faithful to God, and God blessed him. Verse 9, now God had caused the official to show favor to Daniel, and Daniel understood that God was God, because he had decided that he was going to do God's will in this foreign environment. Notice the faithfulness of Daniel. We read in Hebrews 11 that without faith, it is impossible to walk. Daniel understood that Paul understood everything. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus. You and everything give thanks. This is a very hard verse for me. A very hard time. And everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus. What is God's character? God's ability.